The Jordan Debt Commission is still inquiring into compensations paid to people whose lands were flooded by the Volta River during the construction of the Akonsombo Dam. Six people were billed to explain the processes they took to claim compensation for the commission to ascertain whether they qualify to be compensated. One of the beneficiaries, Bobson Donko, told the commission that due to litigation, his client was compelled to take compensation on 1,000 acres of land instead of 4,000. Our correspondent at the commission was Cynthia Boateng.
Government allocated 138 million cedis for compensation on lands that were submerged around the Volta Basin. 71 million cedis out of the amount has been paid to some claimants, and the subsequent payments are to be made based on recommendations by the Judgment Debt Commission. This is why the commission invited all the beneficiaries to appear before it with relevant documents supporting their claim. At the hearing, a beneficiary from Osremani, Donko Bobson, explained that the clan he represents was not included in the initial payments made to the claimants. However, they were later paid about 51,000 cedis for a 1,000 acre of land.
There was a problem between Katakopore and which is the Tobai and the Wiyai. Nana had to call a meeting of all of us. It was then that we realized that not only Old Osraman had interest in that land that Kenangupure had prepared plan to cover. Genge was also there. So it was agreed that Kenangupure, Monkra and Chinyai should release part of the acreage so that those who were not covered could also be covered. So there was a negotiation, and they gave them 1,000 acres to Old Osraman. In fact, we were ticked about that because the acreage we thought of was 4,000. So if they gave us 1,000, it was too small.
Anthony Kwanza from Janajin also told the commission that his people were paid compensation on 5,000 acres of land, which was a compromise agreement due to lack of proper site plan.
Cynthia Boateng's report.